It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
R.H. Bob Peters isn't the only coach in the early days of Beaver hockey. Mike Gibbons guided the team on Bob Peters' sabbatical year. Bucky's Legends continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Bob Peters was an accomplished coach at BSU. Mike Gibbons didn't miss a beat in 1982.
Not at all. He set a record. Set a record of 30 wins in a season. Almost won the national championship in Boston. Mike had played for me on that 75-79 era teams. And he'd been my graduate assistant. See, we never had full-time assistants until Tom Serratore came. So Mike Gibbons and Jeff Arp, who also played for me in that same era, 75-79, coached the team. Now, I never went in the rink all year. I was on tour. I went to St. Louis Blues training camp. I went to Toronto, and I went to Montreal. Saw the North Stars at the time. Checked out universities, too, like Denver. The objective was to find out, one, if I was doing things correctly. I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat, but I had to find that out. Was I doing things kind of right? What else, number two, could I do to improve? So I put a lot of time in, talked to a lot of people, high school coaches, college coaches, pro coaches, watched a lot of hockey. But I needed that sabbatical because I was exhausted. Again, I never had any assistants, you know. And we, in those days, we had to teach classes. So we got to that point where I had to get away, and it was the right thing to do because it just put fresh air in my sails.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.